Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, delighted as always to be joined by our resident travel expert and, of course, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn. And we do have a very special guest this week too. Michael Collins, Managing Director of TravelMedia.ie, is with us to talk about why he thinks Ireland is out of step with the rest of Europe when it comes to international travel. Michael, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us this week. And what you did very recently, this is very interesting. So you took three antigen tests, rapid antigen tests, in three European airports over a three-day period in a bid to prove that we can actually safely reopen here for international travel.
Correct. Hi, Carol. Hi, Ed. I work in the travel industry, and when Europe opened up mid-June, I have been traveling since then, and I traveled around Europe extensively, you know, on an ongoing basis. And what I noticed very quickly was that Europe was open for business. The airports were busy, the flights were busy, some of them were even full, and that's been the case since July. But when I fly in and out of Ireland, it's as good as empty. You know, I'm literally seeing, you know, 10, 15, 20 people on a flight, and it's sad. And the obvious reason as to why Ireland was, you know, closed was the issue that was that the government was effectively flight shaming us and saying that you couldn't travel, yet there was never a travel ban. And what I've seen now in the last number of weeks is that Europe has implemented a system of rapid antigen tests. So there are rapid antigen tests available in airports all over Europe. And I believe Ireland should be doing the same, not just in airports, but across society. We should be using this technology because it's fast, efficient and cheap to allow society to open up again. We should be learning to live with COVID. We shouldn't be running away from it. So I flew last week on Wednesday from Dublin to Paris, did an antigen test in Paris Charles de Gaulle. It was free. I got a negative result. I then flew from Paris to Vienna, stayed overnight in Vienna. The next day flew from Vienna to Hamburg. That flight was interesting again in that it was a COVID-free flight, meaning everybody on the aircraft had been tested, both cabin and crew. And again, there was no cost to me. And again, I did the same in Hamburg. So I was able to get tested at no cost around Europe. Quick, easy and efficient. And I don't understand why we are not doing that in Ireland.
Do you think maybe one of the reasons is because of the fact, I'm just throwing it out there, that we are an island. So therefore, it's a little different for us, well, a lot different, actually, than it would be for our European counterparts.
No, I don't think there's any excuses. In fact, at this moment in time, the government have an opportunity to trial and test and learn and understand how this works. We have to learn to live with this virus. It isn't going away. We're not going to get it down to zero. The vaccine will help. The vaccine, if you listen to the experts carefully, the experts will tell you that the vaccine won't eliminate the virus. So we have to learn and we have to use the technology that's there and try and understand it. And what I saw in Vienna Airport was the airport and Austrian Airlines working together to trial and test this technology and to understand it. So we see the rest of Europe implementing this and learning as they go. And, you know, I learned a huge amount over those 3 or 4 days. But, you know, are any of our politicians or any of our, you know, medical advisors out there doing the same? No. Do they have this knowledge? No, they don't. And to answer your question in relation to islands, I'm in the Canaries at the moment. And the Canaries, because we're orange in Ireland and the Canaries is also orange, you can travel now between those two destinations and only use the rapid antigen test. You don't have to use the PCR because we're both orange status. So, you know, There's an example of the antigen test in use. And I've had an antigen test here in the Canaries and it cost me €10. The hotel sponsored it and lots of other hotels are doing the exact same. But I checked to the hospital and the hospital charge for a rapid antigen test is €25. So that is not available in Ireland at the moment and it should be.
Yeah, Michael, I mean, I think this is, I mean, really, really interesting, and Carl as well, because as you know, Carl, I've been talking about testing at airports and testing people going on flights back as far as February and March. And for the life of me, Michael, I cannot understand a lot of other travel journalists that I know as well, that it was a no-brainer that, you know, if you were testing people when you got to airports with these tests, you know you're getting on a flight, that, you know, people have had, obviously, you're allowed on if you have a negative test. Why, if Europe, you know, we're all supposed to be part of the same deal in Europe, how come we can't have this here? It's €99, I think, Michael, I saw, for a test in Dublin the other day. That's the cheapest one you can get here now.
again, the government are out of step, and they're out of step because they're living in a bubble. They're so focused on what they're doing and not looking outside and trying to learn and work with our European neighbours. You know, the European Commission came out in June with the ECDC, as in the European Centre for Disease Control. Both of them came out and said that, you know, travel is possible and it's safe. That was the middle of June. And then again on the 18th of November, you had the European Commission come out again with a full recommendation document in detail talking about rapid antigen testing as the way to open up society. And the government have done nothing. Again, the government appointed an aviation task force during the summer. That task force reported initially 2 weeks with an interim report and then a month later a full report. The government has completely ignored that report. The government has done nothing. I mean, literally, our Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, is asleep on the job.
Well, he did actually fall asleep on the job, didn't he, in the Dáil there, in the conference centre, in fact.
Michael, can I ask you about the antigen testing itself? Because I know that when this first came on the scene, that there were concerns over the trustworthiness, say, of the results.
Yeah. And again, the PCR, antigen, LAMP, all of these, you know, testing methods have pitfalls, they have issues. But again, if you're not using them, you don't learn anything. So the PCR is still the gold standard. And then, you know, a few percentage points below that, you have antigen, you have LAMP, etc. And there are different types of antigen tests as well, which have different levels. But again, if we're not using these, we're not learning, we're not trialing, then we learn absolutely nothing. So, for example, in Hamburg Airport, when I took the swabs there last Friday morning, they take two swabs. So they take one for the antigen and then they hold the second. If they have an issue with your result, as in you test positive, then they take the second swab and they send that for a PCR, which is the more detailed analysis where it goes to a lab as opposed to being done on site. So they have the second sample that they can then use. So again, they're trying, they're testing, they're experimenting, they're, you know, figuring this out as they go. And again, we're not doing any of this and therefore we are not learning. Yes, of course there will be issues, but the point about antigen is that it's rapid, it's fast, and it's cost effective. And the advantage there is that what you can do is you can screen people. And if you think about an airport is designed to screen passengers. PCR is not necessarily designed for an airport environment. An airport is not a medical facility or a hospital. So what we should be doing is at least screening people at the airport. And then if somebody has a positive, then you send them for a PCR.
Now that makes sense. So let me just ask you then, when you go to the airport to have this done, how long does it take before you get the clearance to, okay, you can board your flight?
In the case of the rapid antigen, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Now, there's different types of antigen testing. So the antigen test that I took in both Paris and also in Vienna, it was a 15-minute turnaround. I got the machine version of the antigen test done in Hamburg, and that takes 60 to 90 minutes.
And Michael, I mean, why can we not do that here?
There's no reason why we can't do it. Absolutely none.
So it's just basically the political will to do it. Is that it?
Literally, political will. They're afraid to make decisions. I mean,
But there's got to be more to it than that, surely, Michael.
Well, sometimes you can make a problem complicated when it isn't. Sometimes the solution is simple. And it literally is a little bit of initiative and will. That is the issue. What worries me or concerns me about the vaccine announcement is obviously it is very, very good news. But it almost gives the politicians the opportunity to sit back and to, you know, say, well, the vaccine's coming, so that's going to solve everything. So we don't need to actually deal with these issues and tackle these issues and actually try and put in place a system. So that's concerning. They say that they've got PCR running at the airport, which allows them to tick a box. But think about it like this. PCR is interesting. When I flew to Barbados 3 weeks ago, I was required to get a PCR 3 days before travel. And then a second PCR 2 days after I arrived. Now, that's a pretty robust system. But think about what happens if you're flying, for example, to somewhere else where you only have one test. You get the PCR done 72 hours before, which is the standard. Then what do you do in those 72 hours before you go to the airport? You're not told to isolate. You're not told to restrict your movement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There are huge pitfalls with the PCR. Whereas if you take the rapid antigen at the airport, well, its accuracy rate is a few percentage points lower. The certificate that I have says 93% for the last rapid antigen test I had, whereas the PCR is 97/98%. But it doesn't take into account what's happened in those 3 days or 72 hours between when you took the test and when you arrive at the airport.
I mean, Michael, like in Malta, for example, now, if you go there, you know, you're tested on arrival. I mean, if we had done that last February and March when people were coming in here from ski holidays with COVID, wouldn't it have been brilliant?
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, I don't think the country was ready at that stage. The outbreak, the pandemic was just happening. We were learning. We really didn't know much about it. Whereas now we do know a huge amount. So we've no excuses now. You know, we're seeing this happen in airports around the world. I'm happy to sit down with any member of the Oireachtas and show them what I've done, show them what I've learned, you know, present to them my findings, help them. You know, I'm critical of them for not doing anything. I'd never be critical of them for trying something, but I will be critical of those that sit back and do nothing because, you know, jobs are being lost as a result of this, and that shouldn't be happening.
So can we please have free antigen testing in Dublin, Cork and Shannon Airport ASAP? Thank you very much.
That's a nice way to finish up there, Ed, now I have to say. Michael Collins, Managing Director of TravelMedia.ie, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us from France this morning. We very much appreciate it. And Ed Finn, thank you for taking the time to chat with us too.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Michael, as well. And happy, you know, happy Christmas.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Carol. Great to talk to you both.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.